From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning, USA!
I'm DJ Envy.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God with the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
And currently, we are on vacation.
Man, totally disconnected.
Yes.
We're not even really here. You think you're listening to us, but we're not.
Well, we are not. We're here in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to be playing some of our top interviews and some throwbacks. So, keep it locked. Red is going to be running the boards. And we'll see y'all in the new year. Happy holidays. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or blessed. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? This is
Deshaun. Hey, where you calling from?
Man, I'm calling from Mississippi. What's up, bro?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, that story you was reporting about the water crisis, man, it's just the Jackson, Mississippi, it's around the area. I think you said the whole state of Mississippi.
Oh, Jackson residents in Mississippi.
Yeah, sure, yeah. They've been having water issues for a long time. But hey, bro, I got a quick question for you, man. You ever thought about having your car show for the cruising the coast in Biloxi, Mississippi?
In Mississippi?
Yeah.
We
try. I don't want you to look up at Cruising the Coast. Man, that's a good thing. I think you would love that event, man. They got a lot of old school cars. So they cruise the coast, everything, do a lot of shows. And they starting October through the 2nd, through the 9th. So it's like a whole week event.
Okay, I'm going to look into it. We're trying to do like, you know, four or five a year. I know we did Houston this year. We did Atlanta. We did New Jersey, New York. I think, you know what, I think we might go, brother. I think we might do North Carolina, South Carolina, and I think we might do Alabama. I think we might go to those markets, too. I'm trying to go a little bit of everywhere because, you know, people really enjoy themselves. We get a huge turnout, and it's all about family fun. So I might hit those markets, but I'm going to check that definitely out.
Yes, sir. Yeah, check it out, man. It's called Cruising the Coast, man. You can stay there right now, and you can see what I'm talking about. It's a lot of people.
Okay, brother.
A lot of people know about it. They travel. But I appreciate you. What's going on, Charlamagne?
Peace, King. How you doing, brother?
man, just trying to make this money this morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Have a good one. Be safe.
You too. God bless.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Get it off your chest.
Please, Jessica.
Well, what's up? What's up? Good morning, guys. So, I'm in Charleston, South Carolina.
843.
Yeah, all day, but I still got my 917 number, you heard? So, I'm an Uber driver. So, I was on Folly Beach, and my phone plays music automatically. Like, I play a playlist, so there's no commercials. I like to make it feel comfortable. No offense, but four Caucasian people got into my car, and I had to take them 28 minutes away. It was cool. We were driving. Rock then played. Trap music done played. Fall Out Boy done played. I had a range of music, Lady Gaga. And as soon as Beyonce Brown Skin Girl came on, the lady in the back, I heard them whispering amongst themselves, like, who gonna say it? Finally, somebody was brave enough to come up and say it. They was like, excuse me, could you turn that song off? It's offending me. And I was like,
what?
That song offending you? And she said, well, it's all about, like, black girls. I'm not black. I don't relate to that. I was like, so something that celebrating my skin is offending you? So what did I do? I started a whole playlist off that doggone song.
There you go.
And she got all the black power music for all 28 music.
Now, wait a minute.
All the way to her destination.
Everybody step back from this situation and look at it objectively.
Oh, boy.
You're an Uber driver.
Correct.
And when you're an Uber driver, you're playing music because you want people to feel comfortable.
Correct.
They don't feel comfortable about the song. You don't got to get offended by it. She can't relate. She's a pale-ass mayonnaise-flavored mammal.
Yeah, but it's not that type of song. It's not like saying, you know, F white people. It's not that
she's
type
just
of
upset
song.
That she don't have that tan. That's all.
Well, she goes.
Well, I'm just mad that all this trap music played. We don't hear drug dealer music. We don't hear WAP. We don't hear everything. You didn't get offended by nothing.
Because she know drug dealers. She knows drug dealers and she uses drugs. She might have. She got. She might. WAP might mean white ass to her. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
She just can't relate to that brown skin girl. She's
what kind of
she
rating
can't
get
did
no you tan. Give her? What kind of rating did you give her?
Oh no! I gave her the same rating I usually give everybody else because she didn't rate me no less. Because she knew she felt stupid after she said it.
All right, well, thank
you. Because mind you, if you heard the music that I was playing around, I was playing Korn, Fall Out Boy. I was playing all this other stuff in rotation. If anybody know what that music is, you would know that it was diverse. So and, get off yourself.
And I think you missed a good opportunity to teach, too, though, because you could have just told her, like, look, this is an ode to melanin.
All right.
That's
all. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how's it going? It's Fernando. Good morning.
What's
good
morning, up, man? Fernando? Get off your chest.
Yes, sir. How's it going? I got a quick question for Charlamagne, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me ask you a question. I don't know if somebody ever asked you this, but who's your top three donkeys of all time? And would you ever consider giving a donkey Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the year, we do a top five donkeys of the year. I'm going to be honest with you, top donkeys of all time, Donald Trump is definitely in the top three. I mean, I've given it to him more than anybody. And I'm going to always put myself in the top three. Because I always say, you know, when you give people the credit, you got to give everybody the credit they deserve for being stupid, including yourself. I don't know who the third one would be, though.
Sounds fair. Yeah. If y'all want to clue Braun from the Breakfast Club.
Thank you, King.
Thank you, brother.
All right, have a good one.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? It's LG.
LG, what up? Get it off your chest, brother.
What up, man? Hey, so I just pretty much want to say I'm a car transporter, man. The way the cars out here, man, they don't respect us, man. You know, when you see a big truck on the road, you know, you got to move to the side. Everybody trying to cut us off, not giving us no respect out there on the road, man.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Lately, I've been feeling like them trucks been driving like they cars. I feel like it's been like that the last few years. They be pulling up, they be cutting over on the side of the road like they driving regular vehicles.
Hey, look, but sometimes you got to bully your way in out there, man.
Nah, y'all too big to be bullying your way in.
All right, you got a Mack truck, bro. You fool around and hit somebody.
Hey, look, I ain't even got a Mack truck. I transport cars and everything, so I got a 3-car scooter, big baby, you know what I mean?
No,
but
I don't.
When you're trying to pull over, you're trying to get to the side, you know, like, don't nobody want to get over.
Yeah, I don't like that.
People do try to not let trucks over, and sometimes trucks got to take that because people will speed up, drive in your blind spot. So I know that's not an easy thing. I've seen it happen. I've probably done it.
Yeah, trucks do the same thing, though. I don't like that. Y'all got, because y'all already got command of the road. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can really hurt somebody. Like, you can't just swerve over into another lane when you're driving a big-ass Mack truck.
Yeah, but cars got to be careful, too, because cars be disrespectful to them trucks and just hop over and think the truck could just slow down.
It goes both ways. It definitely goes both ways.
That's a lot of weight on the road, man. All I'm saying is, when you see a truck, just give us all the respect we deserve. You know what I mean? Like, we out here every day. It's a lot of weight. It's a lot of responsibility. You know what I mean?
You in your truck now, brother?
We travel. Huh?
You in your truck now?
Nah, I'm actually about to head. I'm heading to work right now to go get my truck.
All right, I was going to ask you to blow the horn, but all right, thank you, brother.
He wants you to blow something. You always doing that.
Now, as a kid, that was the coolest thing. We used to drive to Disney back in the day, and you see a truck, you get the truck driver to blow the horn. That was the coolest thing.
Okay, okay.
Y'all never did that?
Yes.
No.
You used to flash them, Evan,
you done showed them your breasts.
That's right.
Dancing the
if you want to signal truckers to blow you, do your thing, King.
See, y'all always take it too far.
What?
Y'all take it too far.
What?
Yeah, you never been to Disney. That's why you never did it. Hello, who's this?
This is Dee Dee from the D, Detroit.
Dee Dee, what up, though?
Dee Dee from Virginia and Detroit.
No, the D.
Oh, the D.
She's from Detroit.
Dee Dee from the D.
Charlamagne, gotta be Charlamagne.
Dee Dee from the D.
What up, Dee Dee?
So I want to get it off my chest. Hey, y'all. I am very respectable. I was born in 81, but I am so proud of my mama. Sorry, mama. My brother and my baby daddy. Everybody, just please leave me alone. It's okay to say no, right?
Yes, it is. It's called Boundaries. There's a great book called Set Boundaries, Find Peace by Nedra Tawab Glover that talks about that.
Yes, I am simply just tired of everybody else. And people, I wish y'all would call them the Breakfast Club with your up. Like, get out here and do it. I do whatever I need to do. I live in Detroit. I hustle. I survive. Stop begging and get it together, please. That's all I want to say. And rest in power to Donald Gillespie, my father. I love y'all Breakfast Club. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Dee Dee from the D.
Have a good one, Dee Dee. Get it off your chest. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find, for the fun of it, kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes. First of all, let me just say that I'm always shocked at people's willingness to on folks who are advocating for themselves and like to call it something else. You know, like me leaving The Real and me verbalizing the reasons why I left The Real, which I verbalized as because one, it wasn't feeding my soul because it was being misrepresented. It was a white leadership that was outwardly presenting as a show of diverse voices. But the leadership and the decision making about what content was being produced, et cetera, was not being done by people who were even involved in. It's not to say that there aren't like white people that are involved in communities outside of whiteness, but these people weren't, you know what I'm saying? So that, along with a myriad of other things in terms of like a toxic work environment and just business practices and professional practices that didn't even just affect me. They affected my makeup team. They affected my glam team. You know, like they affected my assistant. Like they affected the other hosts. Like it was not just a singular issue, but that is what I said was the reason why I left. And then when this happened and I was like, you know, I think it's interesting that I was left out. People's argument is, well, I don't know why you thought they would include you. You was talking shit about the show. And it's like me holding an employer accountable for behaviors and for practices that are deleterious to the positive work environment of people there is not shitting on the show. You know, I never talked about my co-hosts. I never made it about the actual talent on the show. I made it about the leadership. And I feel like that's what we need to be doing. When we look at Chris Smalls and him creating this union, you know, in the midst of Amazon, it's not him saying don't order from Amazon, but he's saying like, yo, there needs to be better business practices and we need to be able to challenge and have that. I think some people think because it's TV or whatever, that it's like, how dare you want better for anything. Like, you get to be on TV, you get to be glamorous, you get to get money. By the way, I wasn't really getting that money on there. But it's really about just saying, like, why should anybody have to settle for being treated below their worth in any environment?
And that's how change can happen, too. If somebody speaks out about it and talks about leadership.
Which is how they ended up with the Black EP. Because I came out and was vocal, which inspired some of the people who were still remaining on the cast to challenge and say that needs to be in place in order for us to continue to be here. So I think some people just don't fuck with me. And so they're just going to try and come with any reason to be like, well, I don't know why she. But truthfully, I am. In this particular instance, I'm going to stand on the fact that at the end of the day, if you're going to do a retrospective of the show over the years that it's been on and the hosts that have been on it, it don't matter what I say.
You were a host of the show.
I was a host on the show.
I mean, they kind of proved you right. You know what I mean? If, no, seriously, if you're saying that this show wasn't good for my spirit because of X, Y, and Z, and then they purposely and intentionally leave you out, it's like...
Which I have confirmed was the case.
Duh. It's obvious.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, we forgot her. It's Then people are like, oh, well, she was only there for 5 minutes. I was like, no. I was there for 6 months. Three of those months were in a pandemic. And I signed a contract. I lived out my contract. You wasn't with me shooting in the gym at 4:30 a.m. going in there to do that. You know, like it really is incredibly taxing on all parts of your life, your personal, physical, mental, et cetera. I'm not complaining about that part, but I'm saying like I committed myself to this and I gave myself to that. And I know from the individuals who have taken time to tell me, and I thank all of you, I know that I contributed immensely to that space. Right? So like that's what really means the most to me is like I've had so many positive DMs and on Twitter, etc., and saying like, yo, that was screwed up. Shout out to you. Like you made the show elevate. You were a light in the space of this project. And I just hate that folks really don't understand the difference between shitting on something and calling for change.
Alright, we got more with Amanda Seals when we come back. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. We got our good sister Amanda Seals here. Now, Yee.
Amanda, I saw an interview where you said that you actually spoke to a psychic and that helped guide you as far as your education.
Oh yeah, my professor.
Your professor, right. So do you still see psychics?
You know what? I haven't since like the first year of the pandemic, but I did see a psychic and she was the one who told me, because I told her, I was like, I don't really think I want to have kids. And she was like, yeah, in your chart, there's no kids. She had also said that she was like, oh, like your relationship is strong. Like, it's this is not like a flash in the pan. Mm-hmm. She's right. I mean, who I'm with is who I'm going to be with until one of us die. And I feel like I typically see psychics that are more astrologically inclined than just like I feel like this is going to happen and then that's that.
I like mediums. I like the spirit guides that can talk to you, the ancestors and spirits around you.
I've never done that.
The two I've spoken to have been beyond accurate. And you didn't answer about the safety. Are you going to have security with you?
Yeah, I mean, I always have security just because I'm a woman in this world. So it's not like I look at it like I need to have a security with an AR-15. But I definitely have security just because we've always lived in a world that did not protect women. I was in Sacramento one time and a dude just walked on my stage and it was a little ass stage, like it wasn't like
somebody hello
literally like and my homeboy was there for the sole purpose, I know he listening right now, I'm talking about you, he was there for the sole purpose of the fact that he was about to join us on tour as security.
Wow.
So he's there, he's sitting on the side of the stage, he's eating French fries, and a whole ass man walks down the aisle, up the stairs, and onto my stage. It was one of these little platform stages. And I'm just like, what's happening right now? The dude is like, yo, I love you so much. I really just want to be with you. Da 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 da. I look over, and my is eating French fries.
Was he real security or just...
No, he was, you know, he was not security. Yeah, but at the end of the day...
He realized in that moment, like most people do when they get on stage, like, ah, this ain't for me.
I need you to realize that before I'm in danger. You know what I'm saying? When I looked over and he was like, like, I felt like I could see the salt crystals, like, dissolving on his tongue as this man stood in front of me. And this man could have done anything to me. Like, he was close enough to where he could have done anything. And the security at the venue also didn't move. So I finally had to be like, hey, like, what's help?
Yeah.
Come on. So then people came and took him down. But homeboy still sat there. And after the show, he was like, I mean, well, what did you want me to do? I didn't identify any danger. And I was like, you know.
He got fired before his first day.
Correct.
Have you ever beefed with a comic over headliner status?
You know, that situation is confusing to me because it feels like they were both duped. Yeah. I don't know if I...
It feels like the promoter...
Yeah, it feels like the promoter duped them. So it feels like... It feels very white colonizer behavior where you create the conflict and then you remove yourself from it. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, now fight Negroes. I've never beefed over anything with a comic. Not enough for me to remember right now. Mm-hmm. You know, what I love about the comedy space, you know, people would be like, oh, like, you're in comedy. That's so much... That's so difficult. So difficult. I'm like, I come from hip hop. Like,
that was
a much harder space. Comedy is a lot more meritocracy. And, you know, if you funny, you funny. I had a moment the other day where I did a show. It was a black show and I bombed.
Recently?
Yeah. It was my version of bombing. It was earlier that day. I had gotten some bad news. I was trying to do Smart, Funny, and Black as a Juneteenth special. And Smart, Funny, and Black is my live variety game show. I've been touring it since 2016. It actually, we will have Smart, Funny, and Black dates on the Black Outside Again tour. So you can catch us in LA, Detroit, Atlanta.
Brooklyn. I think I have Brooklyn. One here. King's Theater.
King's Theater.
October 29th.
Yes. Okay. And we will be at the Kennedy Center. So I'm doing a weekend at the Kennedy Center, 22nd and 23rd. So you can see stand up. You can see my podcast live, Small Doses. And you can see Smart, Funny, and Black. So I've lost my train of thought. What would you
say you bombed? Me?
Oh yeah, I bombed. So I went and did this show, and that night I learned that the Smart, Funny, and Black Juneteenth special that I had sold, that we were gonna have to walk away. And we had to walk away because the network that we were selling it to refused to negotiate with us and give us the money that we needed to do the show that we sold them. And it was so frustrating because I felt like I had gotten so close. And I knew that we couldn't do this because it was going to require us to have to ask for favors. And it's so irritating to me that so often with black projects, we have to ask for favors. We have to, you know, eke this shit out. And it's not to say that other projects don't have the same thing, but this was particularly a Juneteenth project that I was doing in partnership with Juggernauts. Okay. I was doing this in partnership with Jesse Collins and with Heartbeat. We shouldn't have had to deal with those types of limitations and obstacles because it really should have been like, oh, like, how can we make this happen? And the idea to me of having black creatives work for free on Juneteenth.
Yeah, you can't shortchange black creatives for a Juneteenth special.
I can't. It's completely counterintuitive. Yeah. But I had to walk away from it. It just broke my heart that I was once again put in that position of having to stand on principles in the face of this predatory capitalist bullshit. And I
hit the stage. After
hit the
that.
Stage after that.
I love talking to personalities that can do radio and podcasts and everything. It makes it so easy, so light. It's Amanda Seals. We love you, Seals.
Thank you. Love y'all too.
It's Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club, humble with slander. The Breakfast Club.
Be humble.
Sit down.
The truth hurt, though.
Hello, who's this?
It's Greg.
Greg, what's up, man? Slander. The Breakfast Club.
Man, y'all lazy, man. Why y'all work on the weekends? We need y'all 7 days a week, man.
Boy, shut up. The hell you talking about?
I do work on the weekends, just not here, though. We all, and we got families, too, bro.
I be home.
Man, put y'all families on part of the cast, man. We need y'all, man.
No. I be home high. I be home high off edibles, you know, loving on my wife, loving on my daughters on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we got families, brother.
I feel that. I got a family, too, man. But y'all, you know y'all the truth, man. We be needing y'all.
Well, right. If you want to catch us on weekends, you can always watch my late night show on Friday nights at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central, The God's Honest Truth.
We got podcasts, too, so you can definitely
that's
check
right.
us out,
brother. That's right. That's right. You can listen to all our podcasts on weekends, too.
Okay, Ben, I got y'all, man.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Daniel.
Hey, stand at the Breakfast Club.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, no, I was calling about Charlamagne. It's just, it's funny, the last comment I was on the other day was saying that he don't trust his administration, but 9-10 months ago, whenever they were voting, he was Biden's best friend. He was riding with Biden.
That's a lie. Now. You are a liar.
You know, he always said he didn't trust his administration.
I never liked Joe Biden, ever. I like Kamala Harris.
Come on, man.
What you talking about? I've always said that. What are you talking about?
I'll tell you if he's lying. He said that from the door.
I voted for him.
Yeah, he did. But yeah, you was riding with Biden. Now you don't.
I was not riding with no goddamn Biden.
Riding with Biden.
What are you talking about? I've never liked Joe Biden.
Oh man!
But I did vote for him, and regardless of who's in the White House, you got to hold people accountable, man. That's what democracy is about.
Yeah, absolutely. From one president to the other, but this one damn sure ain't no better.
You right.
I don't know if you remember. Don't you remember Kanye wanted Charlamagne to be Secretary of State?
So man, shut up.
He wasn't riding. Goodbye, brother. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Nick Davis from Lexington, South Carolina, man. What's happening?
What's up, man? Slam
South
the Breakfast Club,
Carolina.
Bro. Yeah, so DJ Envy. Yes, sir. You was making this big argument for Charlamagne earlier and everything that Drake was more, you know, more impactful than Michael Jackson.
Bro, I was joking. I said I was joking. I said
you know,
I was joking.
You know you can't play with people nowadays,
Envy. I said I was joking. It was Envy, a joke.
They take
joke.
Everything literal. You know
I
that.
I said it was a joke.
You know you can't play. You can't even joke no more. Sarcasm is dead. Satire is dead. You can't joke anymore.
Goodbye. Hello, who's this?
It's Waleed from Jersey.
What's up, bro? Slam to the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I'm trying to get at you, Envy. You were supposed to do this flipping Jersey show, and it never popped off. What happened?
It's funny. We actually start taping this week, so we back on it. You know what happened? We were actually taping it in Shout the Season. His grandmother passed, so when his grandmother passed, he took a couple of weeks off, and then we've been running since Coachella. But we actually start taping back this week. It starts with Sunday at Atlantic City. We're doing our real estate seminar out there, so we'll start taping there. We'll start going back to looking at deals, buying properties, flipping houses, getting tenants, and all that. So we on it.
All right, I need that information. I got prospects. I'm trying to get in the loop. What we doing?
All right, and then at 50, too. Tell 50, hurry up. We back on it, though. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's your boy, Fuhu. What's good with y'all?
Fuhu, what's up, man? Slander the Breakfast Club.
Man, I want to slander dog on Charlamagne, man. Charlamagne be saying some crazy stuff. Like, in a mid-conversation, he'll be like, he'll say some crazy, some gay stuff, bro.
Like what?
I don't want no gay people.
Like what?
What is he saying?
Man, he be saying, y'all know what the man be saying, man.
Give us an example. I don't know what you're talking about. Give us an example.
Oh, man, y'all got to put me on the spot for an example?
Yes.
Yeah, man, the man knows exactly what he be saying. I just don't want to say it on
say
phone live.
I want to know. You can't say, it, you man, can't man, say I be saying things and you don't have no evidence. What I said?
Like the booty touching, man. Like the homie's booty touching. That's not cool, bro.
I've never said anything about touching a homie's booty.
Yeah, bro. Come on. Don't come on now.
Don't call up here projecting on me, bro. Don't call up here projecting on me. You've never heard me say anything about touching a homie's booty.
Bro.
I don't even talk like that. Touch a homie's booty.
You have.
I have what?
No, listen, bro. Other than that, I love y'all. I love y'all. Every morning, y'all give good energy, good vibe. Even if it be sometimes the funny stuff, it be funny, though. You feel me?
When the last time you touched your homie's booty?
Hey, we don't roll like that on this side of town, guys.
What side of town you on?
What side of town you on, sir? Sir, what side of town you on?
Man, I'm from Broward. Fort Lauderdale, repping right now, man. North Lauderdale, checking in, too.
There you go. There you go.
Like I said, I love y'all, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Man, hey, I could just give one shout out before I go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, www.sckmediatv.com. Check in, man. It's our own pay-per-view website. I love y'all, Breakfast Club, man.
All right,
thank you, King.
Slay into the Breakfast Club, 800-585-1051. If you need to slay into the Breakfast Club, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest, in the building this morning.
Yes, sir.
We got a brother G Herbo here.
What's up, brother?
And who you got with you, G Herbo?
I got Drench, man.
Drench.
My blood cousin, man.
What's going on?
Feeling good. I'm good, bro.
Well, first of all, happy birthday. You just celebrated.
Happy belated.
Thank you. Appreciate it, broski.
And it's crazy because I thought I listened to Survivor's Remorse.
Yeah.
And then a whole other goddamn album dropped. I was like, how this thing got through an hour and some change that fast?
Oh, man, I'm excited, man. I'm just happy to be here, bro. I'm blessed, you know, to be able to put this project out. But it's more than just an album. I feel the universe and the energy, like, around it. Like, I really feel like it's a moment of triumph for me when I wasn't even trying to celebrate it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went through so much recording this project and just so much in life growing as a man. And this album is a complete reflection, a complete testament of who I am and how I've grown as a man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now I was going to ask you, you know, you got two kids, and I've been seeing your video of your kids beating you up.
Three
all together.
That's right. I was going to ask, you know, how has that changed you?
I always say, like, the happiest I'm going to ever be is just hanging with my kids. You know what I'm saying? Especially when I got all three of them in the house together, man. It's perfect. You feel what I'm saying? And your son, the only thing, you know, I'm thinking as I'm walking here for real, like, and I knew y'all was going to ask me something about my kids. And the reason why I go so hard and why it's so important, because the time that I spend away from my kids got to mean something, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm really sacrificing time away from my kids, not seeing them for this. You feel me? So it got to mean something. It got to work. You know, it got to work for me. It got to work for them, because that's the foundation that I'm laying. You feel what I'm saying? And my kids don't know they daddy G Herbo for real. Like, he'll sign, though, because everybody, you know, we'll be walking or in the airport or something, and people will be like, hey, yo, son, hey, you like,
he's a celebrity.
How do you know my name? You know what I'm saying? Right. He's five. He don't really understand. He asks me now, like, daddy, am I famous? I be wanting to tell him no. But then I'll be like, you feel me?
But then I'll be like, yeah. You told him put some on you, I'm going to buy you some more
jewelry. Yeah. It's different, man. Like, just having them around other kids and stuff, you know, they treat them like a celebrity. But it's like, I'm saying that to say, like, I want all my kids to have foundation, balance, you feel me? So it gotta mean something. Me moving fast, I'll be on the road so much and worry about money. And you don't even realize you really raising your kids a certain way. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't want my kids to grow up how I grew up, for one, but I don't want them to grow up just like an industry kid or, like, you know what I'm saying? I want my kid to grow up regular, man. I want him to just have his innocence. You feel me? That
absolutely.
Charismatic and freedom to just be them, all my kids. You feel what I'm saying? And that's important. So, and I always used to say that I got to go hard. Well, I could have the freedom to take a year off for real, like a real year to just travel and be with my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always wanted to be that type of artist, to have that, because I feel like I ain't going to be able to raise my kids right if I'm just focused on.
Yeah, son's on the album, too. Does he understand that? How did he react when he heard it?
He called me on FaceTime. Look, he called me first. He like, daddy, it's your birthday? I'm like, yeah, it's my birthday. He said, I didn't miss it. I said, no. He said, I was so scared I was going to miss your birthday. It just dropped. Your birthday just dropped. But he's talking about the album. Your birthday just came out. And he was listening to the song. He was listening to me on the TV. And he turned around. Like, it's just crazy that he really understand it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he's seeing it now. He a fan of the music. You feel? He don't just listen to my music. You feel? He just a fan of music and the culture. You know what I'm saying? But that's like, I noticed that, and that's why I don't whoop my kids. I just let them out how I grew up. That's why I'm so smart in that. I was exposed to so much. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you gotta still expose your kids to things so we can learn. Like, I feel like that's knowledge that my son growing, and I'm just be able to, like, polish it all up just by talking to him. You know, I'm going to be honest with all my kids. You feel what I'm saying? And that's how they going to have to structure that foundation, because that's how I got it. My parents was just honest with me, brutally honest.
We saw you in a protective father mode. When was that? When you was out with your child and somebody was being a little too pushy?
Yeah. The crew league joint. I just be trying to like, you know, I'm cool. I'm friendly. You feel what I'm saying? But I would just be trying to like, it ain't really that, you know, because a lot of times people be trying to go viral. And I was stopping it right then, because had it been something that would have offended me, it would have went all the way to a whole nother level. So people thought I was joking, but I wasn't mad. And then I was just showing them, like, don't play.
Especially
and
when you with your kids.
Absolutely. You can't even play while I'm with nobody that I care about, you feel, especially my kids. So I just wanted to just let, like, just draw that line right there. Mm-hmm.
Now, you talked about wanting to maybe take a year off if you felt like it and be able to take a break. But last year, I know you went through a lot. So how was it for you to be able to get back to work? And how did you deal during that time?
It was a lot. I ain't gonna lie. And I went into a real slump. I would say it was depression, but like we were saying the other day, we wouldn't call it depression. We would think that, you know, it's cool. Like, all right, it's just a tough patch in my life. But really being depressed, when my little brother died, out of the whole year, I don't even think I had a whole month sober. Like, I'm in total days. Like, I was drinking literally every day. I wake up drinking. I'm drinking, going to work, doing interviews. And besides having fun, ain't nobody never see me at no interview like, oh, Herb is drunk. He an alcoholic. He can't work. I was stugging through it. It was hard. It's tough to, you know, go through that and be honest with yourself. I'm knowing every day, like, man, I'm drinking too much. You feel me? You know how that feel to be like, I'm drinking. You feeling like you an alcoholic, but you still drinking. Just because you want to be able to get through the day. And it was tough, you know. And I got discipline at the end of the day. And that's crazy. I got a discipline. I have addictive personality where I can snap out of something so quick and snap in so quick. You feel what I'm saying? When I want to do something, it's cool. Can't nobody tell me that. My girl, my mama, everybody. I'm like, I'm just drinking. You feel what I'm saying? Because I was depressed and I felt like I had to go through it a certain way on my own. You feel me? Even though I got everybody around me trying to help me and push me through this. You know how I go when you stubborn, you feel what I'm saying? And can't nobody, I don't have to listen to nobody, you feel me? I got my own money, my own career, my own cars. I'm just doing what I want to do. But at the end of the day, it's taking away so much, you feel me? Like, when my daughter was, and we joke about it now, when my daughter was born, bro, I was drunk in the delivery room, sleep drunk. I really went into a real depression when my little brother got killed, you feel me?
Like, how'd you get out of it, though?
Like, I'm still in it, but like I said, I just snap out because I know, I'm like, man, I can't keep drinking like this. You feel what I'm saying? I just got to snap out of it, you know? And it's crazy. As soon as my daughter was born, I started to get a little more discipline. You feel what I'm saying? Just a little more. And that's all you need. Just a little more to just be better tomorrow than you was. You feel what I'm saying? The day before. I'm still battling with it for sure. You know what I'm saying? But I'm cool. You feel me?
You had two sons first. And so how is having a daughter different now?
It's so different. Like, I be saying, I be joking a lot. It's like, I feel like I'm scared of my daughter. She only 4 months.
I got four of them, so it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, it's like, as soon as I had her, everything about her so delicate. You know, you afraid. With my sons, I just, it's cool. I'm afraid to hold her a certain way. As soon as she started crying, I'm scared, like, huh, fix it. Like, I just don't want her to cry. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy. That just know, like, that's how I know our relationship going to be. I just want to do whatever she need. You feel me? Like, whatever she want me to do, I'm going to do it. You know what? I could just tell just by the relationship that we got already. She's sassy. Like, she worse than her mama. You feel what I'm saying? Like, she's super sassy.
She'll control you.
She going to control me.
That's right.
I can't wait. I just want to do whatever she tell me to do.
All right, we got more with G Herbo. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with G Herbo. Charlamagne?
Why was it important for you to, like, start showing the world your scars and your trauma?
You know, it was important for me because I was helping other people that's like me, you know what I'm saying? And that's, like, that's a fault, too. You know, that's one of my flaws because I actually want people to think like me. Say, for instance, I was an OG, where I come from. Well, nobody be really giving me the sauce and pouring all the knowledge and everything that they have into me for me to be better than them. I really want everybody around me to be better. Sometimes they think I'm tweaking, like, you preaching to me, you want me to do this. Or, you know, sometimes you don't even want to open up and tell people because it hurts you. Like, I'm trying to give you the game. I'm trying to give you the sauce. You feel me? Like, that's something that's always been important for me. Music, I'm just trying to be myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really go in the studio and be like, I need to make a song to make me turn up, or I need to look good for my fans, or, you know, I'm just trying to just get through the day for real, you feel what I'm saying? And that's why it's easy for me to just open up and be vulnerable with my music. Sometimes I don't even be wanting to, you feel me? Because I don't take nothing personal. People take it personal. Like, sometimes my music, I might be talking about something that I went through with my mom. My mom ain't finna get offended that I said something in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, other people might get offended about something you're saying, but at the end of the day, it's a form of therapy for me. Right. I go to the studio, and sometimes I know the song ain't even finna come out, but I just want to get it off my chest. With me doing that, people who look up to me like, all right, they get it. He going through this, or he talking about this way. And like, we was just at the
Mental Health Expo. Yeah.
And Anthony Hamilton said, like, everybody don't got the same story, but we relate in a lot of ways. We go through the same things, you feel what I'm saying? So that's why I be trying to do it, because I know if I just let it all out there, it's going to help somebody in some type of way, because somebody going to relate to it. You feel me? It ain't even about me, bro. I promise. After I drop my album, I ain't even want to say this. You feel what I'm saying? But it's just like, but when the first ASAD dropped, it was just me and Nick in the studio, me and my engineer. And I cried tears, because it ain't about the music. It's like, no, I really here. I did something. I completed something that I was trying to complete while I was going through a lot of stuff. You feel me? Like, that's what was important to me. That's why I'm gonna talk about it through my music, because I want people to know, like, I'm human, man.
And you should, man. You know, it's so interesting. It's like, you know, you were at the Mental Wealth Expo this weekend. I thank you for, you know, pulling up, because when you see those young people in the audience, it's one thing to hear me talking about things or hear all of those, like, you know, psychiatrists and therapists talking about things. But when they see G Herbo, 20-something years old, successful rapper, just bearing it all and letting people know, like, yo, you go through things too, that makes them want to get on their healing journey super early.
Yeah, make you want to turn up.
That's right.
Man, I can't be sitting in here just depressed, drowning in my thoughts, you feel what I'm saying? Because
I'm smoking it away, drinking it away.
Smoking it away, you feel me? Because it's easy to do that, but at the end of the day, it's even better when you just, like, you take that and turn it in fuel and get on your grind and make you, like, appreciate the pain.
And you have the nonprofit too, right?
Yeah, Swerving Through Stress.
All right, so what's going on with that? Because I know that's important to you.
Yeah, super important. Swerving Through Stress, I partner with my homie McKinley, Project Swish. Swerving Through Stress, for me, it started, it was supposed to be like a mental health hotline, you know, we just started to get a number to like 100 kids, 150 kids, but when we launched it, it probably was like, what, like 5,000-10,000 people signed up for it instantly, so I knew, like, it's for real, you know what I'm saying? And we got the facility, we own the facility back at home, and we about to really have, like, therapists there like 5 days a week. You feel what I'm saying? Like arts, engineering, videography, trade, swerving through stresses, being able to navigate through life. And we giving you the tools to be able to do that. You feel what I'm saying? Because we're not saying it's going to be easy. Life is going to be hard. It's going to be tough. But at least we're going to give you the resources to be able to, you know what I'm saying, take it and build something from it. You feel what I'm saying? It's hard when you're going through stuff and you don't have no opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's tough when you in the streets, you don't got no food, no family, no nothing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's hard when you have that and then you have nothing to look forward to. We gonna give y'all something to look forward to. You feel me? And I'm gonna do my all to bring resources back, you know what I'm saying, to Chicago. You feel me?
How early on did you arrive at the place where you wanted to start your healing process?
I think I really started for real probably around like when my son was first born, when your son was born, like 2018. I was going through something. I was fighting a case in Chicago, you know, and that was like COVID for me for real. When I was fighting that gun case in Chicago, I couldn't move, I couldn't travel, I ain't do no shows for a year, like nothing. And behind the scenes, it was real, real stressful. Ain't nobody really know nothing that I was going through, like right before COVID hit. As soon as I beat the case and I was able to travel, I probably was able to do shows for like 2 or 3 months and COVID hit. And it was like, really, I then did like 2 years without nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
Did you have good savings or something? Like, how was
Okay. I was definitely saving my mind. I was still making, and that's the credit residual. You feel what I'm saying? I always been making money, but I wasn't making show money. I wasn't making ancillary money, but I was always making residual money. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it was still tough because I still got to pay employees. I got to still pay my bills. You feel me? I still got to pay security, be safe. I'm still doing all the things necessary to remain G Herbo while I'm behind the scenes. I'm going through so much. My fans ain't know I couldn't do no shows. My fans ain't know I couldn't see them. Nothing. I didn't do a show for it. Y'all couldn't leave Chicago. I was stressed out.
And you probably got people around you like, man, we about to go rob.
Man, it was like a dark cloud over me, bro. I didn't want to be there at all, but I had to. You feel what I'm saying? And I went through it, though. It was cool. You feel like me and my girl was at the worst. Like, I was so mad. I was depressed. I couldn't do nothing but just be stuck in Chicago. You feel what I'm saying? And that was tough, but I'm saying that to say, and I'm glad people could hear me saying that because it's always light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? And being an art, it'll make you mad to go into a slump. Like, you feel me? A lot of people can't really survive going through a whole year.
Really? 2 years now? You break it down like that? Because you said COVID was right after
COVID
that.
COVID hit right after. You feel what I'm saying? And that just, it really just built character. My discipline was on a whole nother level after that.
Were you like, able to record during all that time?
I was doing was recording music. And I just came up with
so
many songs.
That's why we got so much music now.
Yeah, that's all I was doing was recording music that whole time. Literally, some of them songs I recorded then, like still songs that I'm putting out to this day.
All right, we got more with G Herbo. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with G Herbo. Yee.
You think that people don't respect the Chicago music scene the way that they should? I was just at that Chella's birthday party, my girl Chella, and I seen Sasha Gohar was there, Katie Got Bands, you was there. Yeah. But you guys have a lot of great artists, but Charlamagne, you guys gonna have this discussion about the whole Chief Keef thing that went viral.
Yeah.
And so what are your thoughts on that? You think people aren't giving you guys the credit?
It's about accountability too. I'm not even gonna say people not giving us the credit. We're not really like laying our mark the way we're supposed to. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just saying that because I feel like we just need to unify more. Mm-hmm. And that's what make other cities stick out. And I ain't even gonna say that we don't get the respect because people see it. They just waiting on us to go crazy. Like Katie got a song with Nicki Minaj right now. You feel? We always had the respect that we deserve, but we just gotta like own it.
I feel like Chicago's always gotten their credit music wise.
Yeah.
I've never looked at Chicago.
We always got our credit. Like everybody from our generation to the generation before, we always got our flowers in Chicago. You know, I just feel like we never really capitalized off of it because we not together.
How did something like that happen?
I don't know. I really don't know, man. What you think, JB? You got to tell me, man. You be spitting that knowledge when you say stuff like
come
that.
Come on, JB.
I think what we really need to unify is OGs.
We need better execs, you know. I think
exactly.
A lot of times these kids go on their own and they hard because of the trauma, it's hard for them to trust. The difference in what Herb has is that he has execs that have been around the business that can help him and let him see what he needs to actually see in order for him to grow. And I think that as we continue to do that with all these kids and more execs come along, I think that you'll begin to see how we can grow as a community in the business.
Now let's have the Chief Keef combo, because I think what people got misconstrued. I never said Chief Keef wasn't influential.
Yeah.
I said that the four.
I know exactly what you said.
Yeah, I said the four most influential rappers of all time is Pac, Jay, Wayne, and Kanye. Yeah. And then Nyla was like, "Well, you got to put Chief Keef in there." And I was like, "Well, I wouldn't put Chief Keef in that four because Chief Keef influenced the sound in a region."
Mm-hmm.
Not saying he's not influential. I just don't think he's one of the four most influential rappers of all time.
Yeah. No. See, look, and we both got confused with that. That's what I meant when I was saying it. It's a sound. He influenced a sound in a generation of kids that. And even though Sosa is a global superstar, but even if he wasn't, just what he did and how he touched so many people and turned them into global superstars, that's what I meant. Like, you, his influence is crazy.
You know,
like
he's never done an overseas show?
Never.
That's because crazy. I don't think he can leave or something. Yeah.
I don't. Sosa ain't performed in Chicago in like 8 years. He could sell out 2 United Centers right now. I know he will. Like, people got to understand, he that big with still, like, everything, like I'm saying, hiccups, the stuff that you go through behind the scenes, and you just make it look good, you feel what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us not really able to reach our full potential because we go through so much, you know what I'm saying? And I can't tell you personally what he going through or what he may went through, why he not able to go tour out the country, you know what I'm saying? I can't go tour out the country right now, you feel what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that to say, you don't know what nobody going through behind the scenes, and you just trying to, like, be the best version of yourself, but I ain't gonna lie. I respect you, bro. You always been just solid. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to recognize solid people that just like gonna speak their mind, you know, and it start a conversation, it start controversy because it make you think. Solid people gonna say stuff that make other people think. You know what I'm saying? And like, we need it.
But you see how, you see it generationally though. You see how clearly he influenced the whole generation. Yeah, you had a whole generation being like, no, that's our guy.
What?
You know
everybody.
It was trending for 3 days.
It broke the internet, bro. Sosa made everybody get dreads. He made everybody rock True Religion. Like, he had that Kanye effect on our generation, for real.
But Wayne will say he caused the whole generation to get dressed.
And he will.
And 2 Chainz will say, I caused the whole generation to start wearing True Religion. Yeah. Or Jim Jones, you know what I mean?
But I seen it though. I ain't like, Wayne did do that. Like, he started making street dudes. I seen like real street dudes start getting like lip pierced when Wayne did that in Chicago. I know that was unheard of. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a relationship with Wayne? I know he's your favorite.
Yeah, he my favorite, like, all time, for real. But
that's why I say he's one of the four most influential.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I hollered at him a few times. I be hollering at him, like, you know what I'm saying, yeah, now and then. But I really just, I gotta connect for real with him.
Yeah, are we close to getting something?
I really gotta get with him for real. Like, that's when I'm gonna feel like I made it, when I get that. No lie, I ain't gonna lie. When I get a song with Wayne, just me and Wayne in the studio working, I'm gonna really feel like it's that.
Speaking of another Chicago artist that has inspired a whole generation, Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
How hard was it to write a letter to Juice WRLD?
I was one of them days just in the studio drinking. When I'm vulnerable and I open up, I gotta be by myself for real. Like, especially when I'm talking about real stuff. Like, I it just be like me and my engineer, and you know, it was like late and the song came on, and I just started to think about it. I'm like, man, I'm finna just make the song about Juice and see if I can do it, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I challenge myself. It was like, I wanted to do auto-tune. You know, I was just in my thoughts for real. Like, that's why at the end, I just started talking. Like, I really felt like I was talking to him for real. You know what I'm saying? Juice, that's like, it be still like, it don't really hit home all the time. Like, trying to just, you know, face the reality of him not really being alive. That's one person I feel like I've really been in denial about him being dead since, you know what I'm saying, since it happened. It'd be hard, you feel me, like, to acknowledge, especially when you gotta see his face all the time, you gotta hear his music, you know what I'm saying? It'd be hard to really, like, acknowledge it, you know what I'm saying? So I guess me making that song was just, like, trying to holler at him, you feel what I'm saying?
You said, I miss your soul, made my heart cold, but now I'm hot at you.
Yeah.
Like, describe those range of emotions.
Man, it made me mad, bro. Like, for real, like, I couldn't fathom him not being here, you know what I'm saying? Like, him not, his journey, it was so... The upscale was just so big for him. It just, it ain't even about music. Just him being a real pure, that was a real pure soul, for real, bro. Like, a real good dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't supposed to lose nobody like him. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the world really needed little bro, you know? And that's what I meant by that. Like, really, he know. Like, we used to have the conversation right now. He know I'm real mad about, you know what I'm saying, about that.
Just the way it happened? Or?
Yeah, the way it happened. Just him not being here. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What I mean is fighting his demons alone. He ain't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we would think, you know, like I said, we artists, we on the road, we having fun, we making money. You would think getting high like it's normal. You know, people, we be smiling, we go through, we smile and still laugh and acting regular. Getting high, you would think somebody getting high because they just want to get high. Really getting high because he really like hurt. Some people like get high to just be cool. Some people really need it, for real. Like, a person who going through something is going to be the toughest. when they in a room by themselves. Mm-hmm. It's cool for me to smile and hang out with y'all while I'm here. We chilling, you know what I'm saying? But when I'm in a room by myself, that's when I'm in my thoughts. You mm-hmm. feel me? So I feel like that's a dangerous type of person, a dangerous person to be, to take on so much. And when they get by themselves in the room in their thoughts, that's when you know like who a person is for real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I mean. Like, he ain't have to be that person. You feel me? He had too many people around him that loved him well, you know? And I just want to open up and say that because I know now, like, I ain't going through nothing by myself. You feel me? It's mm-hmm. just, it is what it is. I don't care. People could look at me crazy or whatever. Like, I'm just going to open up about what I'm going through because I can't go through nothing. It's too many people that depend on me mm-hmm. for me to feel like I'm alone. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna build the support around me before I feel like I'm alone.
Yeah, I saw you say that in Complex. You talked about your depression and you say you don't even know the support that you have until you open up and say something. But I'm like, damn, Juice WRLD was super open in his music. Like, you could listen to Juice's music and he was telling you he was going through things. So, like, nobody reached out or, like...
Yeah, I used to talk to Lil Bro all the time about, like... And it'd be, like, even... Like, not too personal. Like, the smallest thing, bro. Mm-hmm. Somebody going through with their girl or wanting to have a conversation with their mom or their friend or anybody, you know, mm-hmm. just the pressure of having so many people around you all the time. You feel me? Like, those be the little things that really drive people off the ledge. Mm-hmm. It don't even really be, like, the super, super deep shit. It's every day that you're not really able to open up and say what it is because the people around you, you're supposed to be able to open up to them, too. If I'm mm-hmm. around you every single day, you feel me? Like, I'm supposed to be able to talk to you. I feel like as artists, we like ignore that, you feel me? Like, and then we be thinking like, all right, it's cool. We just getting high, we having fun. And it just pick up, like it take a toll on you, bro. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I could just be moving on the go, on the run so much. And then just me being tired, you know what I'm saying? Could faint, pass out, anything, just not saying I'm tired. You feel me? Like, we need to be able to say, sometimes like as an artist, you don't even want to say you tired.
Word
you
know, up.
I'm tired, man. Word up. I need to go to sleep for a whole day. You feel me? Like, we need it.
My man David McCullough, he said at the Mental Wealth Expo Saturday, he said, how many of y'all wake up and don't feel rested? I'm like, damn. No, I never even thought about it. Like, yo, you wake up and don't even, you still don't feel rested.
That's crazy.
Because you can't even turn your mind on.
It get like that, bro. Mm-hmm.
It's G Herbo. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's
for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day goes to John Dempsey. Who is John Dempsey? John Dempsey was a top executive with Estee Lauder. Okay, you know the makeup company, Estee Lauder. John Dempsey was a senior executive there. In fact, he was the executive group president. I don't know what that means, but it sounds important. Either way, he was told by Estee Lauder that he must leave the company this week after he shared material on his Instagram account that does not reflect the values of the Estee Lauder companies. That damn social media strikes again. All right. The problem with social media is your page is probably boring if it reflects the values of the company you work for. All right. Nobody wants to follow a basic, boring page that's reflecting its company's values. We want to be entertained by any means necessary. And that's what this senior executive at Estee Lauder, John Dempsey, did yesterday. He chose entertainment over Estee Lauder. See, John got fired because he posted a meme. The meme was Sesame Street themed. What do you mean, Uncle Charlie? It was Sesame Street themed. It was a mock cover of a little golden book. It had Big Bird on the cover with a mask on, sitting next to Snuffleupagus sick in bed. And the title said, and I'm quoting the title, "My nigga Snuffy done got the Rona at a Chingy concert." Now, for us regular folks, that's just a regular day on social media, just a regular meme. But John Dempsey is 65 years old, and he's a 65-year-old white man who works at Estee Lauder. Let's unpack this, as my therapist would say. Now, I like funny. Okay, I guess some might even say I have a sick sense of humor. I appreciate people who can find the funny in any and everything. But here's the thing about that meme. It wasn't even funny. To me, at least. Maybe I don't get the joke. I didn't understand it. Sesame Street, Big Bird, Snuffleupagus, Chingy concert, COVID. My nigga Stuffy done got the Rona at a Chingy concert. What does that even mean? Okay, I don't see the correlation at all. That's the first problem. The second problem is John Dempsey's apology. I can't say whether his apology was sincere or not. I'm sure he's apologetic, but it was the reasoning. He said, "I am terribly sorry and deeply ashamed that I hurt so many people when I made the horrible mistake of carelessly reporting a racist meme without reading it beforehand." Okay, I don't need to hear anymore. If you didn't read the meme beforehand, John, then what did you even post it for? Was it for the picture? Did you think Big Bird in a mask sitting bedside while Snuffleupagus was sick was such a compelling picture that the world needed to see it? Who doesn't read memes before they post them? Envy, have you ever read a... didn't read a meme before you posted it?
No.
Angelique, have you ever not read a meme before you posted it?
Nope.
Anybody in this room, have they ever done that? No, nobody does that. There are certain rules in life one must follow, okay? Like, you know you can't bring liquids through TSA. You know you shouldn't feed gremlins after midnight. Well, Mogwai after midnight. All right? You don't say Candyman three times in a mirror. And never, ever, ever post a meme without reading it. Nobody does that. Okay? We all post memes because we've read them. Okay? That's the whole point of posting a meme. Because we've read it. And we like them. And they either motivated us, enraged us, or made us laugh. So we share those memes with our followers so that our followers can feel the way that we do. John, you knew exactly what you was doing, and I would have respected you more if you said, "Hey, I just thought it was funny, okay? I didn't know any better, all right? And I thought the N-word was used in context, all right? I didn't think it was racist. I didn't personally say it." It's all types of other things you could have said. It was on a meme, all right? That right there would have opened up a discussion, a debate. But to say you didn't read the meme? Nobody believes that. Now, Estee Lauder must have, you know, heard your excuse and said, "Oh, word, well, I can do you better." All right, you didn't read the meme before you posted it? Well, they released a statement that said John Dempsey wasn't fired, but rather was told he had to leave the company and agreed to retire this week. Now, I should give y'all donkey of the day for that. What's the difference between getting fired and getting told to leave the company? You're not giving me any other options, all right? That's when you tell somebody, you don't got to go home, but you have to get the hell out of her. See what I did there? The chingy, her, the her, okay. COVID, sesame. All right. Okay, guys. All right.
That was clever.
Mm-hmm. Please give John Dempsey the biggest hee-haw.
And I was going to just ignore this, but I just have to say, for Candyman, it's five times, not three.
Oh, it's five?
Yeah.
In the mirror. I didn't know. I thought it was three times.
It just bothered me. I was like, I was going to let it slide, but I just had to, you know.
I didn't know. I thought it was three times.
Candyman.
Okay.
But why Chingy, though?
That's what I'm saying. None of this makes sense.
I didn't understand
it. None of it makes sense. The meme didn't make any sense. There was absolutely no reason to post that meme. It wasn't even funny.
Poor Chingy, minding his business.
Minding his damn business. Minding his business. It's over there somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, Chingy.
Like that had nothing to do with nothing. I didn't get it.
He responded.
So now you done lost his job. He was making $10 million a year. What?
A year.
A year.
A year?
He was making $10 million.
Sada said I got hacked. I'm not going down.
Yeah, he
for
got
that.
Hacked.
I got hacked.
He's not that savvy.
I've never heard that. I've never heard nobody say
that. I'd have been like, can someone help me get my account back?
Yeah, I would have been the same.
He could have just said he thought it was in context. He didn't think it was racial. He just thought it was funny. That's what he should have leaned on. He was like, I didn't know I couldn't post a meme. And the N-word wasn't even spelled out on the meme.
It had the stars.
That's asterisk, what I'm asterisk. Saying.
I thought you said it. Oh.
Should he have gotten fired, you think?
No. I don't, actually. I really don't. I don't think he should have gotten fired for that.
Damn.
I don't.
Nah, I wouldn't know. No. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
I think they were tired of him.
Yeah, they were tired.
I think they were tired of him. That
they were
was
waiting
an excuse.
For something.
Yeah, there was an excuse to get rid of him. He's been there for a long time.
$10 million.
Getting paid a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I would have said my account got hacked. I would have said that. I didn't know it said. Because I thought it said nice people. I don't know. I would have.
Nice people.
Nice.
It was literally like N star 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 A. I mean, he could have used a better excuse than I didn't read the meme. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And by the way, I'm not gonna sit here and say if he should have got fired or not. That's not my call to make. Okay.
He gave me half his salary. I'd have helped him out. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey donkey today. All right. What's next, E? What are we talking about?
I don't know. You guys were discussing. I had an idea. I mean, I was talking about this Reddit post that this guy did.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he was flying on a 12-hour flight from Japan back to the United States, where he's from, and he was with his wife. He ended up getting an upgrade from economy into first class. It's a 12-hour flight, and he left his wife in economy. And so he was asking people, do you think that was wrong of me? Because his wife is mad and called him an a-hole for doing that. And so people were saying they would be extraordinarily upset, but he was saying he didn't think it mattered, and he did not choose business class over her. He said that she's just jealous. And what was he supposed to do? Not get this free upgrade. It's a 12-hour flight. You were going to be asleep the whole time anyway, so was I. It's not like we would be talking.
Right. All right. So let's talk about it. 800-585-1051, right? You work with your spouse, your wife, right? Yeah, about y'all get on the flight. Now, you got Delta miles, American miles, United miles. You got JetBlue.
You have an opportunity to fly
a lot. You first fly class. A lot. Oh, they say, hey, Mr. Johnson, we're going to upgrade you because you fly so much. You say, oh, thank you so much. This is all my work I've done the whole year. Oh, but we can't upgrade
your wife. You're swaying people.
Whoa, you can't upgrade my baby, my love of my life? Oh, all right.
See you in 12 hours.
See you in 12 hours. What do you do? 800.
You go back and you sit with your significant other in economy. 585-1051. Are you give your significant other, especially your wife, the first class seat?
Mr. Johnson.
I think y'all know what I would do.
Mr. Johnson, the seats in first class, they recline all the way to a bed. The ones in the back don't do that. Oh, babe, what do you want to do? Let's talk about it when we come back. What do you do in that situation? 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find, for the fun of it, kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about a story that Yee has read on Reddit. Where did you read the story, Yee?
Yeah, this guy was asking people, is he an a-hole? His wife said that he is. And they were on a 12-hour flight going from Japan to the United States for vacation. He thought they would be sitting next to each other, but then he got upgraded to first class. And his wife didn't have that opportunity. She didn't have the miles for it. And so she's mad that he, the way she looks at it, chose business class over her.
And she's absolutely right to be mad. You don't do that. That's your wife. You know what I'm saying? You ride. You know how back in the day they say you leave with the people that you came with? That's the way I look at that. If both of us can't sit in first class, then neither one of us gonna sit in first class. That's your wife. That's not your friend.
He said that he was like, I'm not going to miss my opportunity to sit in business class. In my eyes, it's just a 12-hour flight, and it doesn't matter if I sit next to my wife or not.
Just a 12-hour flight? Yeah, right. I bet you had a bed up there and all kind of stuff. If anything, let her sit in first class.
I will say this, though. That's happened to me before. Not 12-hour flight, though. You know, smaller flights. And sometimes my wife would be like, look, you're taller than me. You need the leg room. You sit up there. And I sit, you know, and she'll sit in Delta Comfort. But there's times where I'd be like, nah, babe, you sit first class and I sit in the back. Like, recently. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. But a 12-hour flight.
And there's the bed that lays down.
Bed that lays down.
They probably
TV,
give you Sundays where you get to choose your toppings.
My wife in the back. Ah, man, I'm going to look for an older black woman on the flight. And I'm going to say, ma'am, you can take my seat. And
okay.
I'm going to sit in the back.
Okay, you want to know what I would do?
What would you do?
I would take it and I would say, in 6 hours, let's switch.
And I doubt that.
I would. And this is what I would hope for. I would go first. I would hope that he would be asleep.
He's lying, yo.
So that by the time I go back there, he would be asleep. I'd be like, I didn't want to wake you up.
It's a bold-faced lie. We've watched Angela Yee leave her significant other back in the day.
He was definitely not my significant other.
Whoever you was with, to go sit next to Jay-Z and Michael Kaiser at a basketball game.
You was on a
game.
Date, Yee.
You was definitely on a date.
He was not my significant other.
It was a date, though. He's
so?
A, like,
that
Jesus.
Ain't my man.
See what I'm saying? Like, so? Yeah.
That's different. We're talking about somebody you're in a relationship with.
Yeah, no, but
that's a whole different scenario.
Me and my wife would do that, too. We would think about doing that. You got the six. I got the next six. We would think about that.
And let
well.
Me tell you, if he went first, I would set my alarm for exactly 6 hours. I'd be right there.
But...
By the way, this is not even a hypothetical for me. This has happened. I'm like, no, you sit in first class. Guess what? My wife didn't want to sit in first class. She's like, no, I'm sitting where you sit. And it would be vice versa. Like, no, you don't do that. Like, it's not even a discussion. I'll use these points another time. Right now, me and my wife, we together. We're going to sit together wherever on this plane.
Well, it's not points. They just upgrade you automatically.
Whatever it was, I'm not doing that. That's corny. I'm not going to lie. That's like, wow.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's TJ, man. What's up, y'all?
TJ, what up, man?
What you doing?
So, TJ, you flying from, I don't know, let's say Dubai, right? Long-ass flight, right? Or Africa. Let's say Africa. Africa's, an 18-hour flight. They say, sir, I'm upgrading, or I can only upgrade you, not your wife. 18 hours. You get the bed, the comforter, the pillow, the big screen, your wife in the back. What you doing?
Hey, man, you laying it on thick, bruh. Like, I called up and I was like, man, I can't do that to my wife.
Your wife, see, don't like, recline.
Man, don't listen to Envy.
Back gonna be hurting.
It's a whole
your
bag.
Leg, you can put your Tim's off and just relax.
They got a Michelin chef serving food. Breakfast,
wife,
lunch,
ham
and dinner.
Cheese sandwich. You get the steak.
First of all, he don't eat pork.
I'm from 16, bruh. Shout out to the 843. You know what I'm talking about, Charlamagne.
843. My mom used to teach at St. Stephen Middle School.
Oh, that's what I went there.
Yes, sir.
But, so my wife is from New York. So, like, when she's usually proper. So I don't want to hear that New York and Jamaican come out of her when I decide I want to go in the first class, leaving her with both of the kids.
Bro, there's no scenario where that works. I'm
so
not
doing
it.
What you doing?
So you're saying you're sitting coach.
I'm not doing it. I don't want that headache from her.
You don't want the smoke later on?
Absolutely not.
Now if she said babe, you go sit in the front, what you doing?
If she decides she wants to go?
No, she says babe, you could go sit in the front.
No.
Oh, I'm going.
No, you're not. No, don't do that.
Why are we acting like how old are you, sir?
He's going.
He got two kids.
All I need is the confirmation that's okay for me to
no,
go.
No, that's not okay. That's a trick. It's a setup. That's like her telling you, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, sir.
You got a hall pass. Go sleep with another woman. Don't do that. That's like Cockroach and Theo when they was arguing about going into Dance Mania or whatever the hell the thing was called. And he said, Theo, go. And he said, no, you go. Theo, you go. And he thought that he was going to say, Theo, you go on the last time. And Cockroach went in. No.
That's Cosby Show reference for all the young people out there. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tasha calling from Lutzapoca, Alabama.
Hey, Tasha. So, you know, your husband works hard. He's a tall brother. His back hurts. His legs hurt. He got his Tim's on. It's an 18-hour flight.
You are hyping it up.
And it's like...
Nah.
Why are you trying to make yourself feel better? You went out like a sucker, Envy.
I didn't go out like a sucker.
I hope this is in the book.
I'm just asking. What would you do, mama?
So, as a wife, I would be upset, and I would be immediately advertising for me a flight husband for 12 hours.
Hey.
But on the other side, I can't even be like, he just, I would leave him too, and he would have to be mad, and I'll just make up for it
another time. So you would leave him? All right, babe, I see you in 12 hours. I'm sitting in the front with the good food, the comfort and the pillow.
Yep, yep, I leave him too. He just have to be mad about it. Well, I'll make it up to him later.
By the way, I don't have a problem with that. That's the kind of sacrifice a husband makes for a wife. I'm just not, you know, I'm not going to be the one to sit in first class when my wife sits in economy. No, man.
You know, but you see, your leg barely touched the floor, so you don't got the problem with the, like, leg problem.
It don't have nothing to do with legs. They got to do with my wife.
Your legs are going to be all hurt.
Man, I wish Gia had met somebody in economy, man. I wish she had met her a nice man in economy that stole her heart. Man.
That's never happened to me, sir.
I wish.
800-585-1051. What would you do? You're flying a 12-hour flight. You and your wife, you and your spouse, your significant other, they say they can only upgrade one. You gonna go leave your wife in the back? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
Call me. And your opinion to The Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this couple that had a 12-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
They got on a plane and one got upgraded. So he decided to sit first class and left his wife in the back. It was a 12-hour flight, and his wife was pissed off about it.
She has every right to be.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what would you do? Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Charlie from Alton, Illinois. Hi,
hey,
guys.
Hey, Charlie.
Peace, Charlie.
I have to call in and weigh in today because this had me feeling some type of way.
Go ahead, mama.
I just feel like that's your wife. You shouldn't have even left her at all. Mm. If anything, if you wanted to use your whatever, if you wanted to use your points so bad, you should have offered your wife to go be comfortable, and you stayed in the economy.
I agree.
You should have never left your wife.
Okay, so would you leave your, if your man was like, or your husband was like, you go sit in first class and I'll stay back here, would you leave him?
No, because it's a 12-hour flight. I want to be with my man. Like,
that's right.
If anything, I just would have been like, no, no, thank you. We're good.
I really do pray that any woman that gets put in this situation meets their happily ever after in economy.
Hello, who's this? Okay.
Kelvin.
What's your name? Yeah.
Kelvin.
Kelvin, what's up? Where you calling from?
Kelvin.
I'm from Old Bridge,
okay.
Now, yeah, let me
ask you a question. You traveling with your girl, your significant other, all right? Or your man, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
My girl.
I'm just... I'm not assuming. That's it.
Yeah, we'll make that clear real quick.
All right. I'm not assuming. You with your girl. 12-hour flight. They like, yo, Kelvin, yo, you can upgrade, but we only got one. 12-hour flight. You know, you got the pillow, the comforter, the bigger TV, you know, the beds that lay down.
Three full meals.
You could take the Tim's off
meals.
And relax. You've been working all day. Your wife in the back with your girl in the back.
A foot
what you
massage.
Doing?
All right. There's only going to be one or two things happening in this case.
Go ahead.
It's either my wife is taking that seat or I'm sitting in the back of my wife.
Simple. Okay.
Simple as that. I'm going to explain to her what's going on. Listen, this is what they offer you. You're trying to have this experience? No? All right. So we're going to sit right here and, you know what I mean?
All
right. Take this flight.
Okay. All right.
All right, well, I'll tell you this. I'm not giving up that seat. Me and my wife, we gonna split it 6-6.
That's disrespectful.
No, we gonna split it 6-6.
I don't even want that. We gonna be here. Let me ask you a question.
Yes,
what
sir.
If she said, how long y'all been together?
My wife?
Yes.
27 years.
What if she said, for the next 27, we gonna split it? So I'm gonna be with some other guy for half, and I'm gonna be with you for the other half. You gonna do that?
Nah, I ain't doing
exactly.
That.
12 and 12. We gonna hang it. We gonna be in the economy together. By the way, I've been in that situation.
12 hours?
No, it's been. I mean, from like LA to maybe. I think it was an LA to New York flight. And I told my wife take the first class flight, and she was like, "No, I want to see what you in economy." I would never do that.
But you don't. Nobody wants to sit with me anyway because I'm sleeping the whole 12 hours.
I don't care.
I sleep the whole flight. I'm gonna let my wife take that first class.
We gonna sleep together. It's not even about talking or nothing. It's just about us being each other. Us being with each other. Like, you know, we gonna be together in first class. We're gonna be together in economy. That's just how it goes.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yeezy?
Yes, and since we're talking about flights, we'll tell you about somebody who says that they were physically assaulted ahead of getting on their flight.
I hope this causes an argument between you and Gia later. I hope she has flashbacks.
It's going to be a part two of this book.
Now, this actually happens a lot because we travel a lot. So sometimes there'll only be one first class seat. So she'll take the first class seat. Or sometimes she'll be like, babe, you take it. You DJ last night. I know you tired. You take it. So it depends. You know what I mean? We don't care about that.
What if somebody take a selfie with Gia in economy and then take a picture of you in first class and be like, look at this envy in first class while I'm with his wife in economy?
Envy's like, I'm not insecure.
Yeah, I'm not insecure.
I see insecurity all over your face. I see you. I see you thinking about that right now.
I'm not insecure. Okay. Stuff like that does not bother me. That's my wife, my lady, my queen.
But if you go back to check on her and she fell asleep and her head is leaning on the guy's shoulder. And it's Maxwell. He also.
First of all, Maxwell would never be in a con. Right?
There was only one seat left. There was only one seat left.
She sits next to Maxwell, and now her head is next to Maxwell.
What if Maxwell only decided to sit in economy because he saw Gia back there in economy?
Y'all played too much.
He was like, you know what? Somebody else take my first class seat. I want to trade.
What if you walk back there and they're toasting and having drinks, laughing?
Laughing their ass off. You're in first class trying to sleep. All you hear is, and laughter. What you gonna do? What you gonna do, Envy?
And they're sharing a blanket.
See, y'all go too far. Y'all go too far.
Yo, that's funny as hell. Maxwell goes, and then Gia under the blanket goes, you would cry.
Yeah, see, I play too much. Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note before we get up out of here?
I do have a positive note, and it's simple, okay? I'm not real frugal or thrifty, since we was talking about, you know, being frugal. I'm not real frugal or thrifty. I just don't waste money on little things that don't matter. But I do spend on big things that do. Like
you like big. You like big things.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.